Northwest entrepreneurs will soon have another way to raise money for small and new businesses. The Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday published long-delayed draft rules for something called equity crowdfunding. Correspondent Tom Bonsi got reaction from a lawyer who advises local startups.
So far, crowdfunding has been a vehicle mostly for artists, charities, and startups to solicit donors online. Supporters usually get a modest reward of some sort. Now the SEC has detailed how crowdfunding could expand. Proposed new rules would allow startup companies to sell actual stock over the internet to small-time investors. The editor of the Startup Law Blog in Seattle, Joe Wallen, says a lot of people are excited about the idea.
I think there will be companies who use it. I think it will be beneficial. But it's an experiment, and we're going to find out and see.
Wallen says equity crowdfunding could appeal to startups with an identifiable fan base, such as a brew pub or, say, a cooperative grocery.
Companies that want to encourage patronage, perhaps by offering their patrons the ability to buy some shares of equity in the company.
The Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services is one of many finance watchdogs to urge investors to proceed with extreme caution. It warns in an advisory that all investments have risk, but small businesses entail much greater risk. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.